Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. Each week I'll be sharing prayer requests from the persecuted church. I'm using information from persecution.com, the website of Voice of the Martyrs, by permission. If you go there and click on pray, you'll be able to access this information for yourself. This week we have requests from Goodluck Chua in Nigeria, and the Bible People of Syria, and the family of Debala in Nepal. First, Goodluck Chua. In March 2010, when Wang Goodluck Chua was just 3 weeks old, Fulani Muslims attacked his village in Dogo Nowaha in Nigeria. His mother, father, and 7 other members of his family were among the 501 Christians who were killed in the attack. The attackers set numerous houses and buildings on fire, including Wang's house. Someone pulled him out in order to save his life, but his feet had already been consumed by the flames. As he grew up, Wang could not learn to walk or run. In September 2013, a VOM prosthetics team created a specialized pair of prosthetic shoes that have given Wang a new perspective. The shoes have 3 inner layers that can be removed as he grows up. The medical team will return in time to create a new pair of shoes. Today, the happy 3-year-old has learned to take his first steps. Pray for the Bible People of Syria. Quote, this war is like a knife in the heart of the church. No human can stand that suffering. But there is God's presence. I can see Christ in the midst of darkness. End of quote. That's what a VOM national contact said from Syria. The ongoing war in Syria has claimed the lives of more than 100,000 people, both Muslim and Christian. More than 2 million Syrians have fled seeking refuge in other countries. Through the boldness of Christian workers who have been providing medical supplies, as well as Bibles, transformation is being seen. Once referred to as infidels, these Christians are now being affectionately called the Bible People. The fruit of their loving actions is becoming apparent in the way that Muslims have responded to the message of God's love. Our Syrian contact tells us today in Syria, I'm not talking about one person. We're talking about hundreds and even thousands of Muslims coming to know Christ. And then in Nepal, pray for the family of Debalal. He was killed by the very man he was praying for. In the early morning hours of October 20, 2013, Debalal, an elder in the Believer's Church of Nepal, was killed while praying for a sick man. Debalal, 36, was called to the house of Kumar Sardarat around 3 a.m. At first, he was reluctant to go because of the late hour and because Kumar and his family are devout Hindus. As Debalal prayed, Kumar left the room and returned with a sharp, curved knife called a kukuri and an iron rod. He beat Debalal severely with the iron rod before slitting his throat, killing him. None of the neighbors who were near enough to be able to hear the attack intervened. Debalal leaves behind a wife and a son. According to a VOM worker, Debalal's wife is very depressed. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return each week about this time so we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. I'm area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs in Illinois, but this is not an official Voice of the Martyrs presentation. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a VOM representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There's no charge for this service. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today, and be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.